You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course worldwide on the Civic Media app. Nice forecast out there for the morning. 69 in Green Bay right now, 69 in Appleton, 67 in Oshkosh, high in the low 80s, scattered storms expected. It's all right.
It's not going to happen.
We'll take it. We got Kerry Josephson in the house. Alzheimer's. Why do I always mispronounce that word?
You like Al.
Alzheimer's Association kickoff event coming up shortly. Hi, Kerry.
Good morning.
Are you proud of me that I brought you in something from my alma mater?
I got presents this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I started reading it, sorry, I didn't get through the whole thing yet, but very interesting article.
Arizona State University leading the way in research for Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to be very cautious when we cut funding to schools if it's in research.
Mm-hmm.
UChicago does a really good job of research as well. You talk about all the pharmaceutical companies, but a lot of their stuff comes from the research that's done in these higher institutions. So,
absolutely. There's a lot going on UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, here,
well,
locally, so, too. Like, like your buddy said about TC.
Oh, yeah.
We need technical schools. I mean, that's very, very important to this country, but we also need universities and research and John Hopkins and those people to deliver it.
We need them all.
I didn't know ASU was that into research on Alzheimer's. I think that's really cool.
I'll just read the headline here.
Sure.
But as soon as I saw this, I thought, I'm bringing this into work.
Wow.
Breakthroughs in Alzheimer's prevention. A healthy lifestyle and a future treatment for a common virus may reduce the risk for Alzheimer's disease. Nearly 7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, a condition that devastatingly impairs memory and identity. It's a heartbreaking disease that robs loved ones of their sense of self and ability to recognize loved ones. There's some good news. Research from scientists at Arizona State shows that there are ways to reduce risk, including through exercise, adding enough of the essential nutrient chlorine. In addition, a recent breakthrough suggests there may be a common connection to a common virus in 25 to 45% of new cases, which may allow the use of medication to prevent the virus from causing damage to the brain. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's
very cool.
Exciting.
That is very cool.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about, you know, a healthy lifestyle, getting enough sleep, protecting your brain, you know, against falls and traumatic injuries, things like that, eating right, getting exercise.
You know, it's funny. The one thing we blow off, in fact, there's almost like a manly type of thing of, I only got 4 hours sleep last night and I'm working 12 hours today. And even with my little thing, with my cancer surgery for my whatever, and one of the things they stressed was sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They said sleep is so underrated. People will go jogging, they'll lift weights, they'll eat good, they'll whatever, and then they'll get 4 or 5 hours sleep, which undermines all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, your body needs some time to recharge and relax.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't sleep at all last night. I had other stuff going on, but what a difference that can make, a good night's sleep. But it's, you want to get consistent, and there's ways to do that, but sleep is, and that sleep apnea is a big thing too now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had HME on here a couple times, and
I thought they were going to come back and test me.
Yeah, and but I forgot, what did he say there? You know, it's almost like the pharmacy in a grocery store. It's a smaller square footage, but the volume that comes out of there is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they got a huge place. I mean, it used to be a car dealership, and now, I forgot what he said. He gave us a percent, like 40% of their business is sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not that high, but it was
a big thing.
It was a whole lot more than 10, I'll tell you that. And
yet
that only takes up 10% of their building. So I think, but he says, you wouldn't believe how many people are on there. Now that they have this home test, which is awesome.
Sleep apnea?
Right.
Oh, wow.
So you used to have to go to that lab, you know, on Webster Street.
Yep.
And then all those dots on your head. And I took a picture of that, sent it to my kids. You know, like, but you don't have to do that anymore. So it's really pretty easy to get diagnosed. And then the machines last, I don't know, 10 years now. It's not this, you know.
Yeah, they've come a long way. For
they
sure.
have. And they just tell you what to set it at, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, because the test will tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. It's amazing. I mean, sometimes you've got the little lines in your face from the whatever. It's amazing how many guys do. Oh. How many guys we have come through here on this show that have those lines
in
on
the
their
morning.
Face.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's just,
But, I mean, better having lines on your face than not getting good stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
No,
however, they have this new thing now, and you just hold it up. It's an app. You hold it up to your face, and it looks at your face, and it will tell you the best mask for you. And a lot of the stuff doesn't need that's the lines in the face. It's just it goes in the nose, and they have a lot. There's been a lot of advancement on that. I think back in the day, everybody had these like these harnesses on their face, and you could do wide lines, and they'd come into work. It's like okay, but there's just been a lot of advancement. And you talk about, I don't know that it's the cure for Alzheimer's, but a good night's sleep, no matter what, is important.
Yeah, well, and that's the hard thing. There's no one cure or one thing that's going to prevent it. But you know, all of those things together. So getting good sleep is definitely.
But I mean, they're really stressing that. I mean, even for like my thing, it's like, but you've got to make sure you get, you know, 8 hours of sleep, 7 to 8 minimum. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's hard to do. I mean, you know?
Yeah, I don't know that you need that much sleep.
That seems like a lot, doesn't
that's
it?
That's a lot.
It does. That seems like a lot.
I don't know. And I think as you get older, you need less. No, that's a lot of sleep. I don't.
Well, we're not going to sleep on this because it is the
Watson
and Alzheimer's, the Green Bay kickoff coming up Wednesday, June 25th, Hagemeister Park from 5 to 7, just right behind us here downtown Green Bay. Everybody, welcome. Come to learn about the Walk to End Alzheimer's and get registered. A really cool thing, Brewers Alzheimer's Awareness Game coming up on July 27th. Earn tickets to the game. Raise or donate $100 on your personal walk page between June 16th and the 30th. Earn 2 tickets to the Alzheimer's Awareness Brewers game, plus a pregame tailgate party on July 27th. Each $100 raised equals 2 tickets. Bring the entire family. Go to act.alz.org/Green Bay to register and then donate. Bonus! The top 2 individual fundraisers between now and June 30th will earn a VIP experience for themselves. A guest at American Family Field includes the thrill of sliding down Bernie's iconic slide.
Well, that's cool.
John, that could be you.
I know.
That's cool.
I know.
Yeah. Wow, there's a lot going on there.
That's cool
it
stuff.
Is.
And we're in the zone right now. That started yesterday.
Yes, just started yesterday, kicked it off. So we do the Alzheimer's Awareness Game with the Milwaukee Brewers every year. It's a big deal.
Absolutely.
You know, we have our sportscasters against Alzheimer's, so they're talking during the game, obviously.
Right.
Lots of shout-outs about Alzheimer's, lots of purple in the crowd that day.
Right.
We get a really good crowd of people to go and help to raise awareness. We really need everybody.
I'm sorry. Sportscasters Against Alzheimer's, back for the 5th year. Incredible initiative. Been a total game changer in the efforts to raise awareness and concern about Alzheimer's disease, the nation's 7th leading cause of death. In a state that lives and breathes sports like Wisconsin, having a team of celebrity sports personalities on board has helped us reach entirely new audiences and shine a spotlight on this devastating disease that impacts over 110,000 Wisconsinites. And I'll tell you what, I can never remember his name, Jim. The guy who was governor for a while in the 70s.
Marty Schreiber. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Is that a spokesperson for Alzheimer's?
Yes, he does.
And that book he wrote is incredible.
Yes. And now I believe the last time I talked to him, he's over 800 appearances that he's done.
Wow. Isn't that great?
The enthusiasm. Yeah. I mean, the energy.
He does so much for caregivers. It's incredible.
And this the Hagemeister thing, which is coming up. I mean, that's
next Wednesday.
Right. I've been to that, but tell people about it. I mean, that's a fun, cool event.
Fun event. It's really, like John said, it's open to the community. A nice time for people just to pop in. Right. You know, if you're not there at 5, that's okay. Pop in anytime from 5 to 7. You get to learn more about the walk, more about the association. We'll have lots of posters and yard signs and, you know, items so that people can help promote the event and a good chance to get signed up. So whether you're registered already or not, whether you've done the walk before or not, come on down and learn more about us.
Right.
And get involved.
Now, what are some of the things? Obviously, awareness is so important. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of charities out there in the world. I mean, you've got to fight to kind of get your seat at the table these days, don't you? And you guys have to do events like this and everything. And the big and bold purple shirts. I mean, there's no holding back, saying, oh, well, I hope you help us. You got to be up to the forefront, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And a lot of people, I think, look at the event if they don't really know what it's about and they just think it's another walk run. Honestly, it's not really about the walk. Okay. It's about the community coming together and showing support for one another. A lot of times our event is referred to as the largest support group. It's just amazing to see all of those people coming together, and you know that they all have a shared experience and understand what the other is going through. So,
and I think you're right about sometimes the benefit of the, and we want to raise money because we just talked about research when you got here, how important that is, that we support the research that's been done for Alzheimer's. But boy, to meet someone else and share your story is very healthy.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the
so
reason.
So therapeutic.
It is. And I think that's another reason to go.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. So obviously come out, do the walk. If you don't want to do the walk, that's fine. We have a lot of people that come to the event. There are also a ton of resources. It's just a great event. So I encourage anybody that's interested in supporting just to come.
And I think that's nice because that place we went to on Riverside, the restaurant, but it's nice you have booths and information there because people know one thing, but they don't know all that's offered here. I mean, you just, some of the training you do and some of the businesses that are more sensitive.
Well, just in the time we've known you and you've going on this show, things have changed.
I'm just a fountain of knowledge.
Isn't that crazy?
We're just going to say that. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
No, but I think what you mentioned about awareness, it is so important because the last thing that you want to hear is, you know, to run into somebody at some point and tell them about the Alzheimer's Association. And then you hear that they had no idea about us or what we do. And they I wish I would have known.
Right. Yet they knew someone who has, who was suffering with that. And it's like, wait a minute, you didn't connect
and
those
two things. And they didn't
have
us as a resource.
Well, you hate to say it, but it was one of those diseases that was almost, you know, behind closed doors type of thing that, you know, nobody really talked about it.
And, yeah, there was a lot of stigma for a long time. Right. Yeah, and we're finally coming out of that, which is good because we need to talk about it.
These events, it's what you're doing right now that gets people out of it, so I think it's great. Now, you're responsible for Brown County and Door, right?
Yeah, Brown County and Door, and then oversee the Valley and Rhinelander, Antigo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where is there an area in the state of Wisconsin that it unfortunately is more prevalent than others? Do you guys ever get research like that?
I don't have that memorized.
Because has it ever brought up as a, what's the term I'm looking for? Your environment type of cause type thing or anything?
There seem to possibly be some environmental things that do affect. And that's where, you know, we talk about sometimes it is genetic, but sometimes you'll find that there's more of an occurrence in one family and it's not necessarily genetic, but it is more a lifestyle or outside environmental factors.
That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. I'd like to know. I don't think the jury's out on that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they figured that out yet. But my sister, who died, had Alzheimer's, died of that. My mother's very concerned that it's something we did as a family because it wasn't, the genetic thing didn't work and we couldn't find anybody else. But then she lived in a certain place. Then you think, well, is it the water, is it the environment? But we all lived in Wisconsin. You know, there's a little bit more work that needs to be done on that because I think there's some external forces
that would be a huge breakthrough.
That would be
huge.
Absolutely.
If you kind of like neutralize that.
There's some things, countries like, you know, you go down to Costa Rica. I mean, there's less some of the diseases down there than we have up here. You know, I think the environment can play a role. I think genetics is probably the number one thing. But anyway,
environment and even lifestyle. You know, we talked before about sleep, but it's also eating habits you know, amount of physical activity.
We're with Carrie Josephson, Alzheimer's Association kickoff event coming up. Back with more right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor and a good-looking Tuesday morning. Carrie Josephson, Alzheimer's Association. Big kickoff event. Let's talk some more about this, Carrie. Yeah. And Jim was asking, do you have to have a team to be involved? Not at all.
Not at all. And in fact, you can have a team of one person. Yep. And it's completely free to register. Like I said, it's really just an event to get resources out there, get information out there, and bring the community together. And if you want to learn more about it, please come out next week, Wednesday, June 25th at Hagemeister Park from 5 to 7 and learn more, ask questions, get involved.
Yeah. I just saw my name on this.
Sure enough.
Welcome our newest sportscasters against Alzheimer's member, John Mino. I just saw that.
Yes. Congrats, John.
Thank you very much. I'm honored. Very cool. You've had some big names, though. Matt LePay, Paul Brown, Craig Koshin, Jeff Levering, play-by-play, of course, the Brewers, honorary chairman of the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So, we all talk for a living, so it's we'll definitely get the word out there. What would you like to see, Carrie, as far as with what you're doing here? And you've got such a big area. Jim was mentioning during the break how big of a geographical area you have. Mm-hmm. What would you like to see to make, I don't want to say make your job easier, but to really, everybody's got their goals, everybody's got their mission, everybody's got whatever, to really make it all come true?
Really would just like to see, you know, more and more people get involved in some way. And, you know, there are so many different ways to help, whether you volunteer or participate in the walk itself. Just share information. You know, we provide education sessions free of charge. So if you're, part of a business or an organization and you would like to provide, you know, information or education to that group or to your customers, reach out to me. We can definitely set something up. You know, just because it's the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Green Bay or the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Sturgeon Bay, it doesn't mean that you can't be involved if you don't live directly in that community. Right. You know, we can't have walks everywhere. Unfortunately, they are a lot of work. you know, we kind of pull from a bigger area. So we just want people to get involved in some way.
So we're talking about a lot on this show about people living healthy lives, mm-hmm. you know, and not food. Well, this social interaction is becoming so much more important that
so
people,
important.
It is that people, and this is an opportunity here to mm-hmm. do something good, but also meet other super nice people like you, you know, and I think people really need to set that because I think COVID hurt the country a little bit. I think we all kind of, you know, hunkered down. Oops. That's my phone. And I just think that, you know, there's a lot of things that need volunteers and there's a lot of great places to volunteer, you being one of them. So yeah, I just think it really checks a couple things. And
oh, for sure. And you know, each community that has a walk, we have a volunteer planning committee. And then there are so many opportunities even outside of the planning committee to get involved, but right. It's really cool, you know, being part or helping to lead those planning committees. You see so many people come in and maybe they don't know a single other person in the group. And in a very short period of time, they're really good friends. They make some really strong connections there.
Another thing, Carrie, that when we had the governor on that made an impact, he was talking about how he thought, you know, well, heck, I ran the state of Wisconsin. I could certainly take care of my wife during this. And it was like, wow, you don't really know what the caretakers, the extent of what that's like, huh?
Yeah, it is a full-time job and then some. It's 24/7 and it's hard work. You need to get respite. You need to have a really supportive team around you.
And it is the 24 hours. I don't think people understand that. It is. And it's tough to do all that. That's nice that you really focus on the caregiver, your organization. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. You know, caregivers need a lot of support. It's not something that you can do yourself, for sure. And whether you're a professional caregiver or, you know, a family caregiver taking care of a loved one, either way, it takes a toll. You know, even professional caregivers, they get very involved. It's very emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, dealing with some of the behaviors, it's very taxing.
And it can be dangerous. I mean, there's I've read stories about, you know, somebody leaving something on the stove and totally forgetting about it. And, you know, I mean, some of these caretakers who want to take care of their loved one who might be very advanced ages.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is a serious thing as far as that caretaker. And for the people that do that professionally, man, all the respect in the world for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It takes a very special person. And thank goodness we have them.
Yeah. Yeah, they are out there, huh?
They need to get paid and they need to get a break. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a tough field. I'm just not.
And Carrie, who really takes care of this in regards to like, okay, somebody's diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you know, it's not just a medical thing now where you go to the family doctor. What are those next steps?
So that's a great question. You know, there are so many different things to consider when there has been a diagnosis, and it can be extremely overwhelming. I always encourage people to call our 24/7 helpline. You know, they can talk to professionals and get some guidance on what things to consider. Even just, you know, planning more long-term for the future and having some of those hard conversations about, you know, how do you want your care to be handled once things advance? It's, you know, it's important to have those, and the sooner the better, honestly, because you want to do it when, you know, before the disease advances too much.
Just throwing this one out there, because I have no idea, like with health coverage, health insurance and those things, does this one fall under the big umbrella or does it fall through gaps?
That is definitely not a question for me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's another that's a big factor too.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, when you get this diagnosis, boy, you're all in. You got to be all in.
Yes, for sure. And that's a good one for our helpline as well. You know, they are trained in so many different areas, or even, you know, your local ADRC. They're a fantastic resource. We are so lucky in the state of Wisconsin. I know other states are not nearly as lucky as we are. We have a dementia care specialist in every single ADRC in the state, which is incredible. So,
and in Green Bay here, that's right across from the police station, right?
Yep. Yeah. Right down
great
here.
Place.
They do. Mm-hmm. Oh, they do a lot of good stuff there.
Great
this
place.
Is great. Well, we got to get the 20th for sure. I mean, you, give us your website in case people just start thinking now. I'm going to contact them.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, come out June 25th at Hagermeister Park.
Right.
But if you want a quick and easy way to get there, go to ALZ.org/walk. And you can punch in your zip code and it'll give you the walk nearest you. This morning we're talking about Green Bay, but there are 26 other ones. So
outstanding. Wow. And we got until July 20th. We got a long time yet to talk a little bit more about this, the walk and earning tickets to the Brewers game. We'll be doing that. We'll keep this right in front of us. Carrie Josephson, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Really,
thank
awesome.
You so much for having me in.
You bet. Back after this. Josephson Alzheimer's Association, their kickoff event coming up very shortly. We're going to be talking a lot more about that. Well, we got a great bunch in here. I'm going to just open it up and let everybody just introduce themselves. Big boy, you go ahead and start the way.
I'm Benny, and I'm with Hua Wisconsin.
Hua!
I'm Terry, and I'm here with Harborview Charters.
And I'm Mike with Harborview Charters.
And tell us what you got going on here, Vin Man.
Well, what we're here, we're doing a fundraiser for a program for HUA. It's called Veterans Fishing University.
And by the way, go back and just one more time, tell everybody what HUA is.
HUA is a Wisconsin-based 501c3, and we're geared toward the prevention of veteran suicide.
So, and you guys have done an amazing job.
Thank you, yes. It's a lot of work, but we get a lot of rewards out of it as well.
So. I know you do.
And there's not just one thing. You do a lot, which I think is, we talk about socialization and how important that is, and
So many programs.
Right.
And we've got skydive free fall.
Yeah.
We've got scuba. We've got motorcycle license. We've got wellness, which is huge.
But even like with Carrie just now, you know, one of the main things is just get it out there. Get the word out there. You know, and then proceeds or donations will follow. But it's a competitive business trying to get that buck from people these days.
Yep.
So you got to fight hard on a daily basis, don't you?
Correct. Always. I mean, like you said, it's a competitive dollar that you're going for.
Yeah,
And we can only do what we do with the funding that we receive, and it's not, you know, a lot of it is just rely on donations.
And people are generous. I've done my share of fundraising, but there's just, you know, you go in to see these people sometimes, and they're like, "Look, I look at my desk. I got 3 asks and 1 wallet." I'm like, "Just give it to me," you know. But they're all good. You know, you can't really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would never talk down anyone else, but they're all worthy, and yours is terrific. And yet we had this lady just in here before you, Alzheimer's. I mean, that's super important, and we all know people who are touched by different things. So I just think this is really cool what you're doing with this whole partnering with the fishing and getting people, because you don't, if we knew what prevented suicide, we would do it, and we don't know yet.
We would cure it.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about Veterans Fishing University. Yeah.
All right. Well, what we do, it's a year-long program. And we bring a veteran and either his caregiver, his spouse, or a family member. And we teach them all 3 aspects of fishing. And we start out with ice fishing. We go to conventional fishing this summer. and I lead the fly fishing, fly tying section. Wow. We get them the whole gamut of opportunities. It's a year-long program. We start in January, it ends in December. And we just basically teach them how to go out and do that on their own without, you know, and as a family or as an individual.
Awesome.
And we supply them with gear and all that to use. So, you know, if they are financially strapped or whatnot, we're here to help. I mean, so it's just another outlet that we can give our veterans to get them out of their dark spaces.
Beautiful.
Because loneliness can lead to a lot of bad things. Just
sit in a room like this, you look at four walls all day, you got nothing going on but what's in your head.
Well, you know, another thing, and I love how you guys do the hands-on type thing, because we have one of our great friends, he comes down from a D.C. farm for veterans, where it's like they start gardens for the veterans and everything, and having something like that to look forward to and a sense of achievement is so important, isn't it?
It is. It almost, it's like it gives them a new purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and anything to change their mindset is great.
And you couldn't do it without great people helping. And let's introduce once again these two people
here. That's right. Next to me, I got Mike and Terry from Harborview Charters. They have teamed up with us at VFU to do a meat raffle fundraiser for the program on August 16th. And it's going to be just a great event. We got raffles. We got all sorts of prizes going on. They have been a great, great supporter of the program. I'm so happy to be paired with these guys. They're awesome people. And it's just, we're just trying to do good things for good people.
Terry and Mike, this is great you're doing this. I'm sure like you, you get a lot of opportunities to help people out. I mean, what attracted you to this organization?
Well, we jumped on the first year of the VFU. If we can get veterans, you know, out on big water, you know, there, everybody can get on shore and do some shore fishing. There's more to fishing. There's big lake fishing and, to get those individuals out and teach them, it just ain't crappie fishing or bluegill fishing, but there's a whole nother world of big fish fishing. And to educate them on what baits and lines and techniques to use, out on big water
and just how to play them, taking them in,
so that it's a whole another aspect of fishing. So we want to jump in and do that as well.
And once they latch onto one of those,
you're in a fight for about 20 minutes to 45 minutes,
but
so
if you can, you know, pardon the pun, get them hooked. But that's just something to look forward to week after week. And people who fish, and I'm not one of them, my brother is, but he's just nuts about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's great, because you talk about, you know, looking at those four walls that are going on in the big water with these guys and really learning something that you can learn, continue to learn too. It's not like you learn it all in one.
Right.
I mean, that's a process.
Yeah.
That's great you're doing that.
Yeah.
And how, are you enjoying this?
Yeah. So I actually work in the mental health field. So obviously supporting anyone in that area has been huge for me. So I believe you've had them on as well, but like the Wellness Command Post, who also does like mental health services for the HUA. I've worked with them before and, you know, stuff like that. And so I've just always had like a passion to help people. We kind of get asked that, like, have you served in the military? Does your spouse serve in the military? And I'm like, no, it's just a population that you want to help and you want, you know, to give them as many opportunities as possible, because.
And they will appreciate it.
Yes.
God bless you. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we just, you know, when this came about, we're like, what better way to kind of support in all different areas? And so we jumped aboard.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, you know, gas isn't cheap these days. You go out, you know, what, about 3 miles to a gallon or whatever? I mean, there's some cost what you guys are involved with here.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you burn 45 to 55 gallons of fuel.
Right.
You know, that's.
What is it, about $5 a gallon?
Yeah. Marina gas is a little pricier. Yeah.
Why is that? Isn't that crazy?
Well, I think there's, you know, the agencies have their hands in it, you know, the for potential spills and DNR. Okay. And that's a whole nother show.
All right. But I'm always like, when I used to do fishing stories, you know, we'd always, you know, help pay for the gas, obviously. We'd give them the publicity, but also pay for the gas. And it was just always shocking, even back then in like the 80s or 90s, how much more expensive was when you pull up there at the dock versus what you could have done at, you know, down the street.
And people, I think they know, but they have to be reminded that these things cost money. They just do. I mean, life life costs, everything costs money. And, you know, I work at a homeless shelter. It costs money. And people, I think, are generous, but they need to know that it's going to a good cause, which obviously it is. And what are some of your expenses? And you talk $5, that'll get anybody's attention.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got your gear, you got right. your, you know, insurance. Your slippage on your vessel, the, you know, all your, there's legal fees, you know, right. documentations right. With your boat. There's this, it almost seems like it never ends yeah, when right. when you have a fishing business, but you do it because you love it. You know, right. you do it because you want to.
And we got the meat raffle coming up. That, yep. Those are fun. John's done a million of those things. I've done maybe half a million. But what if we're not going there? What other places can we donate? How can we get
to? Go right to whoawisconsin.org. And okay. You can donate directly right there. You can
That's
do
easy.
A general donation, or you can ask to put it towards VFU or Skydive Free Fall, whatever you want.
Okay.
Hey, Vinny, talk a little bit about some of the men and women. And I always want to make sure we talk about women. There's just as, you know, big of a issue with women and post-traumatic stress and different things like that. What are some of the things that you guys do if somebody comes to you or to Will or whomever of the bunch and says, man, my wife, my husband, my whatever, my brother's really struggling, you know, and sometimes there'll be like an event that sets them off mm-hmm. and puts them in a bad place. What are some of the things that you folks try to do?
Well, we try to give all the opportunities and resources just so if someone does call, we can kind of, like the calls I take, I would try to kind of get a little background on who I'm dealing with, and that'll kind of point me in the direction where I need to send them.
Got it.
You know, if I just created a whole deal on, like, veteran homelessness, so I got resources I can use for that. Financial resources are always a big deal. And just basically their mental health is just, we got tons of resources for that. You know, we try to do, if we can't help them, we always try to at least point them in the right direction to get them the help.
And I hate to say this, you know, but convincing them that that solution isn't in that bottle no. sitting in their place.
You know, and the first, the biggest act of courage that they can do is to reach out and ask for help. And we got to make sure that they know that that's okay. No one's going to fault them for, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm not feeling right. I need help. And that's.
Got a text here. Good morning. I just want to say thank you to all of you there that what you do. My husband is a 30-year Army veteran. He has participated in some of these programs. They are so beneficial to the veterans and the family. Thank you all. And we appreciate what you do, Kathy.
Our pleasure.
So that's to you guys.
Yeah,
how did you? What's your passion? How did this come about? Terry, your mic.
Well, like I said, I've always, I've worked in the mental health field for over 20 years. I do have family that was in the military, excuse me, and I have a cousin that struggled with mental health for quite a while. And so just when I started hearing about the HUA and starting to do things and all of that kind of stuff, it's like, what more can you do? What more can you be involved in? And so when this, you know, the Veterans Fishing University came about and the fact that obviously he's passionate about fishing. It was like, okay, this is where we can head and lead. And, you know, there's so much with wellness and being just outside.
Yeah.
It creates just such a space for like mental clarity and all of that kind of stuff. So it's like to be able to help in the mental health aspect of it and then partner it with our business and getting people out, to me is what better way to serve.
How about you, Mike?
Yeah. And this program is something that I never want to see fall to the wayside because of funding. It's just the veterans, police officers, et cetera, firefighters, even school teachers that I've had out on the water. Once you get them out there and you start fishing, you can physically see the stress come out of them. You can just see it, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful. It's just as a captain of that boat, I did my job. Whether we got, you know, a cooler full of fish or not, but that right there was my mm-hmm. job.
And, you know, I've done it where I've gotten out, you know, as the reporter type thing, and sometimes there'll be like two people and, you know, they were asked, are you okay if another two come, whatever, yeah. and they total strangers. By the end, by the time you get to that dock, they're exchanging phone numbers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
There is a unity thing, something about being out in that water
right.
that is magical. Yeah. I'm serious. Yeah. I don't mean to sound melodramatic, but it is strange.
Yeah, and so that's why the whole meat raffle kind of, we collaborated with the HUA, like, we need to raise some funding and do something so that this program alone never falls to the wayside, that we continue this and it grows in a positive direction and we get new people every year. You know, it would be awesome to almost have a waiting line to get more people on board and, you know, just the growth, continue the growth.
And I think you will, because I'm sure there's testimonials that people, there's something about leaving the land and going on the water. I mean, that's just a good disconnect or whatever. It's different. I mean, that's very healthy for people, but I'm sure the testimonials, and we just got to get the word out how, the word I'm looking for, just how reinvigorating this is. This is really, that it works, you know, like we said, there's not one thing, but this is something that can really help to getting that mental health that we're all looking for.
We get into a quick break, back with more on the Veterans Fishing University, an awesome organization, right after this.
You see us together, chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Vino the Mayor here with our man Vinny from the Veterans Fishing University. Veterans Salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group of Oshkosh and Berlin. Great, great organization, what he does there. And he's a Purple Heart recipient from Iraq, and so very proud that we have him. And we're with Terry and Mike here. Tell us again just a little bit about the world of charter fishing, Harbor View Charters out of Kewaunee, and you guys doing it. It's not for the meek. I mean, let's be honest.
40%.
Well, yeah. I mean, if the weather's good, then it's all good, you know. But we generally try to steer around. If the weather predictions are, you know, nasty winds, and we'll work with the customers to reschedule to have their day a little more pleasant. But a lot of people, we don't get that opportunity. They come from, you know, a lot of our clients are coming from Minnesota or North Dakota. Right.
It seems like whenever I was doing stories, there was somebody from Minnesota.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they love that Lake Michigan. The Minnesotans, they travel. And there's actually a lot of people in our harbor that have their seasonal boat slips that drive every weekend just to be here.
Really?
Yeah.
I think sometimes fishing's a little, it's not talked about enough. I mean, that's a little underrated. That is a unbelievable.
It's a vital part of our economy.
Right, it is. The economy. And it's also, it attracts a lot of people here.
Right.
Like, look at this, some of this medical, you know, we're booming.
We got such a great fishery.
Right.
And these doctors that can be in the OR and then be on the water in, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah. Right. Like Lake Michigan, it's literally at our back doorstep.
Right.
And the majority of people in Green Bay or, you know, in our surrounding area has never been out on Lake Michigan, you know, regardless if it's a charter or even just visit one of the local communities, you know, just to go look at it or go to one of the beaches. They got between Kewaunee and Algoma, there's beautiful beaches.
Right. And how fun is that to something to do with, I don't know, with your dad or your brothers or whatever, your family, to do one of your charter things for half a day? I mean, that's just, it's an experience.
Yeah.
And it's right here.
Well, let me ask you something. You grew up on the shores of Lake Michigan in Two Rivers. How often did you go out?
It was shore fishing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of that. But to go out is totally different.
Right.
It's an experience. And also the world looks different from the water looking back.
Right.
I always think that's something that people miss out on by not.
And there is good pure fishing, definitely. But you get the full idea of it all when you leave the dock at 3:30 in the morning and you're heading out in a fairly large boat and you're running out there to, you know, the, you know, 35 plus pound king salmon, you know, that's, you're going to be in for a treat.
Yeah.
And I don't like everybody's, you know, like Father's Day is a big thing, you know, sons and dads, like that's wonderful, but moms fish too. And a lot of people forget that. Like I had a mom and her three sons, just the mom booked a charter. We had a fantastic time. The mom and her three boys, it was awesome.
Now that's neat. Cause I got to be honest with you. I don't know that I've taken my mom fishing.
Yeah, right.
Tell us how you guys hitting.
It's good. I mean, it's right now, it is on fire. Steelhead and salmon are just from Sheboygan all the way up to the Upper Door County Peninsula. It's on fire. So, yeah, find a charter captain and get out there and get some salmon on the grill or the smoker.
So how do we get
and
a
that's
whole...
that's the deal. I mean, you eat those babies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And they're good for you.
Yeah.
We talked about the veterans thing, but just if somebody independent of that, they want to just contact you. What do you have a website?
Yeah.
You have a phone number you want to give us?
Harborview Charters. You can find us on Facebook or our website. Yeah, we're out there.
That's awesome.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, this is
really great.
Yeah.
I mean, for the veterans, this is great what you're doing.
Because we know it's from the heart.
Yeah. But it's also... like you said, it's good to get people in Northeast Wisconsin out on the water. I think that's healthy for them, and they may get the bug and continue doing that.
Yeah, yeah. We
or they might get sick like me and not do it again. So.
I mean, there's ways around the seasickness. I mean, that's, you know, people they condemn the idea of going charter fishing because of the seasickness. Well, I get car sickness. I get seasickness. There's so many options out there now to curb that. To over-the-counter stuff, there's a patch you can wear in the back of your ear. You know, you can actually go see your doctor and get a prescription to take care of that stuff too. So explore those options. You can get out.
And just don't go down below deck.
Well, that's,
stay up in the air, the fresh air.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yep.
That patch, I went on a cruise and I couldn't believe the number of people that were wearing those patches. I'm like, do they really work or is it psychological? You know, but anyway, they do work.
They work.
Mm-hmm. They work, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
Vinny, quick question for you, buddy. If any veterans out there listening right now, they want to take part in the Veterans Fishing University, what should they do?
Go to www.huawisconsin.org, search under programs, you'll see VFU, and just simply apply.
You know, you guys have done so much in such a short time. Oh. I remember talking to Will when you guys started up. Mm-hmm. I think I was at one of your very first meetings, and the way you guys have grown is incredible.
We got a great board, and it's just a great... everybody's in line. We partner with great people like Terry and Mike. It takes a lot of aspects to keep the ship moving. So,
and who knows how many lives you very possibly have saved?
Not enough.
But
it's true, right? Just saving that one is rough. Right.
It is, and you have done some, and you're right. You just maybe can't document it, but I mean, come on. What you're doing is checking all the boxes of socialization and you know, nature's healthy, like you were talking about. Yeah. It's good to get out away from whatever. Wheel of Fortune, whatever they want, and get out and see nature. And Mike really, there's not a better way than being on the water. Right. I just think it's terrific what you do.
Mike can attest to this. He took our first class out on a charter, and it was all parent-sibling.
Yeah.
Or parent-child type of deal. And you could tell how they were bonding together on the boat. It was just a great event.
So the father and the son was overseas for many years, and the father said, you know, I can never ever get that time back, but with this stuff and this organization and doing these things, I can start getting my time back with my son. I can start making new memories.
That says it all right there. Yeah. We're gonna leave it right there because that's perfect. By the way, you guys booked for the summer now, or
there's some openings yet, but we're extremely busy.
Give yourselves a plug.
Harborview Charters. Again, Facebook, High Review Charters, LLC. You can look us up.
And you go out of Kewaunee.
Out of Kewaunee.
Beautiful. Right. Do you serve matanke
on this show? No.
That's good. That's a good thing. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Veterans Fishing University is an awesome organization. Back after this. As they drag you by your feet, but the
the national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.